One of them, Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-1827 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-1827.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
Very confusing world out there when you go to buy a computer or a cell phone or a TV. What size? What type? What's the terminology I'm looking for? Peon? What format? Like Android, iPhone? What's that called? I don't know how to speak yet because I haven't introduced it.
Service providers.
Service. Well, that service provider would be like AT&T. But that's another part of the whole the whole decision-making process.
Yeah, because iPhone, Android, those are two. Could you have different options for service providers? I don't know what
he'll tell us.
Oh, okay.
In fact, Jose, before I introduce you, what's that called? Different Android, iPhone. Those are two different
operating systems.
Operating systems. See, there you go. That's why
he's
who he is, and we're who we are. It is time for you to get your questions answered. If you have any technical questions about the latest, greatest, or the oldest and stalest stuff that you may or still own and how to keep it on its last leg and keep going, this is the guy to answer it. Brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Stop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM. Here are the numbers. We already have callers' names I see popping on the screen. Maybe you can still get in. I think you can. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here is the star of this, small though it may be, little radio show within a show, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
How are you, Jose?
Frank, I'm wonderful.
Well, it's good that you feel that way about yourself. Because that, you know, they say you're supposed to like yourself, and if you think you're wonderful, then you must like yourself.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to the calls in a minute. What late-breaking tech news do you have for us?
Walmart is testing in-store lockers for online deliveries. Apparently, Amazon has got or is going to put lockers in places like Staples so that when you order something, it will ship directly to them and be in a little locker, and then you'll get a little code through the email that you can go and get your product out.
All right, let me ask you a question. Why would you do that?
Because a lot of people aren't home when the delivery people come, and if you're ordering high-dollar electronics, you don't want them laying on the porch.
And sometimes they won't leave them on the porch. They
right.
have to have,
you have somebody to have
sign
a signature, and then you got to go to the FedEx place. And it's just, if you know that you've ordered something, it'll tell you when it arrives at whatever the local store is, and you can go pick it up.
So how does this work? Do you automatically, it's like a post office box? Do you have on a full-time basis a locker at Staples or somewhere?
The lockers are assignable depending on what you order, and once you pick it up, it gets recycled, and someone else's order will be in it. So it's a series of lockers at like a Staples, although it's going to be in a Walmart. It'll be an area you go to, and you'll take your little your email token or whatever the code is they give you, and you can go and get your product from that locker.
So do they tell you where your product is in the locker, or do you decide?
You decide which Walmart or which store it's going to go to. But once you get to that store, then you've got to figure out which one it's in.
And how do they know to send it there?
You tell them what your preferred store is.
This sounds like a recipe for disaster to me.
Boy,
no, this
very confusing.
This sounds like, potential.
Well,
hey, where's my phone I ordered?
If you'd like one even better than that, Walmart is also talking about using customers to deliver online orders.
Customers.
Yeah, it's a new program. It would see customers deliver products to e-shoppers. would see shoppers telling Walmart where they live and signing up to deliver packages, presumably in their area, in exchange for Walmart store discounts.
Oh, my goodness.
Because right now Walmart uses FedEx to deliver a good portion of its material, and this would be a little cheaper if I could get Granny and Grandpa, who are going to drive in every day, to pick up some things and deliver them on their way home.
Hmm. Now, that sounds like trouble. I mean, lots of potential problems to me with this. What else is going on?
Google has launched same-day delivery service in the San Francisco area. They're testing it. If you order something from Target, Walgreens, Staples, American Eagle, Toys R Us, or Babies R Us, and if you sign up for a six-month contract, you can receive a free same-day delivery for any online order you place through those retailers.
Okay.
Apple, we talk about Apple. iPhone 6 is coming, the new iPad mini.
Hold on. iPhone 6?
iPhone 6.
5 is just out.
There's another one in the middle of that. That's the 5S. iPhone 5S is going to be out June 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
There'll be 12 by next year.
Yeah. Wow. The iWatch, Apple's also talking about starting their own iRadio streaming service to compete with Spotify or Pandora.
Wow.
Man, I'm lost. I don't know how people can absorb this many sources of information and music. I just don't get it. How do you keep up? And how much must some people spend on information?
Oh, bunches.
Yeah, between your TV service and what kind of plan you have for your phone. And I know my iPad has a separate bill for the cellular information on the iPad. My goodness, I just don't know that I need with so much info.
The Galaxy S4 was announced a couple weeks ago. T-Mobile has said that starting May 1st, for a $99 down payment and 20 payments of $20 a month, you can get one. AT&T is going to price theirs directly at $249. They're going to start taking pre-orders April 16th. And last but not least, here in the St. Louis area, April 19th to the 25th is a tax holiday on energy-efficient appliances, dishwashers, refrigerators, air conditioners, washers, and dryers.
So what date?
April 19th to the 25th.
Wow.
It is a sales tax holiday on energy-efficient appliances.
So. What's the other big sales tax holiday? Isn't that Christmas or something?
School supplies.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Isn't that after Thanksgiving thing?
If you will
check with Laclede Gas and Ameren UE and some other of those providers, they also have either low-interest or zero-interest loans to help you purchase your energy-efficient appliances.
Hey, is the Galaxy, is that the big competition for the iPhone?
Yes.
Because everybody's got a Galaxy.
Yeah, the Galaxy S4.
No, not everybody. I don't have one.
Well,
we are all Apple at your house.
An iPhone.
All Apple, but...
your phone is Apple.
Phone is Apple. My desktop at home, the computer, it's a Mac, which I like. There's no tower.
Apple.
Yeah.
And, your iPad.
iPad, you're right. You know what? I guess I'm like 80% Apple. But I'm not Apple to the core. See what I did there?
Yes.
And that'd be 100%. You want to take some questions?
Please.
We have a screen full of names, starting with Marv. Marv, say hi to Jose.
Hi there, guys. Say, Jose, I don't know if you can comment on this or not, but in regard to this mess with Chinooks and credit cards and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
I don't know if this is up your alley, but do you have any advice for people like myself? I use a debit card all the time and a credit card occasionally, and I do shop at Chinooks.
The advice would be is not to use your debit card.
Pay with cash.
If you can pay with cash, fine. Chinooks still accepts checks. If you can't pay with cash and you don't want to use a check, and if you have to use a card, use your credit card, because you're protected a lot more with the credit card company than you are with the bank. Because if they get your code to your debit card and take the money out, the bank doesn't care.
Oh my God! Now, are you talking just about Chinooks or in general?
I would say in general. Now, for my online shopping, I have a credit card that is specifically for that. So that I see when the bill comes in, I know what I bought or didn't buy, so there's any spare or exciting charges on there. The other thing you can do with your debit card is you can put a mile distance range on it to say that I'm not going to ever travel more than 200 miles from my house. So if the bank starts seeing credit card charges from the Cayman Islands, they'll be denied because it's outside of that range. You need to check with your bank to see if that's possible.
Would it help to change the PIN number?
The PIN number isn't the problem. They're using it as a credit card, not as a PIN.
I see. Wow. I'm with First Community, and in order to keep that, you know, that special account,
right,
you have to use the debit card. You have to use it so many times a month, and I've gotten such a habit now that that's all I ever do.
No, the same way.
Boy, this is Well, I'm glad I called you. I don't know what to do now. Okay, well,
keep an eye on your statements.
You don't even get a statement. I mean, to get a statement from First Community, you have to go online, which I'm not real good at.
Do you pay your bills online?
I'm sorry?
Do you pay your bills online?
I have a few bills that are automatically come off my credit card.
Mm-hmm. I think unless you opt for paperless statements, you still get a statement.
You have to opt in for paper.
Oh, you have to opt in now
for paper.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, I'll talk to them and see what they say. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marv.
This is kind of an offshoot, but my mom had a similar problem with her debit card. She had somebody trying to buy gas with her. It might have been related to this or not, but I didn't know you could buy gas with just a number.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the first thing they do to test it.
So you can walk in a gas station and say, here's a credit card number.
Right. Yeah.
Charge this gas to it. See, I didn't even know that was...
I didn't know
either.
It doesn't seem like it should be put right.
No, you shouldn't be able to just walk in a place and go, here's a number, put this gas on this card. Yeah. I don't have the card, but here's a number.
I didn't know that either.
Gas stations, it should not be acceptable. The first place they go and check to see if the card is valid, or the number they have is valid.
Real quickly,
I hate to cut into people's time here, but this credit versus debit thing, I'm guilty of using the debit card, and I'll tell you why. It's a psychological thing with me. I don't like bills. I get in a bad mood when I open the bills, and when I don't charge something on a credit card, then I'm not going to have a big bill. So I like debit because it means it's done, it's gone, the money came out of the checking account. I'm not going to be getting another stinking bill.
It's
a psychological thing for me.
Right, but you're much safer. The protections are in place for the
And here's what I hate most. My wife has told me what you've told me. Use the credit card. And now she's right again.
No, I'm not going to tell you if she's right.
Hate that. Don't tell her.
No.
Maybe she's not listening. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Kevin.
Hey, question for you. I've got a Dell laptop, and it's either McAfee or Norton antivirus.
Yes.
And my wife was trying to access her email yesterday, and the thing was completely locked up to where she couldn't do anything with email. And she went on and spoke with a Yahoo tech support, and like $150 later, he got everything. He basically took control of the computer, went through it all, and found at least 11 or I don't know how many corrupted files, and a whole bunch of stuff was going on, and he said, yeah, I can see where somebody was trying to access your computer, and blah, blah, blah. My question is why didn't our antivirus pick any of this up?
Probably because your antivirus isn't designed to look for malware, and that's usually what happens with malware is once it gets infected, it starts phoning home to tell people that I've got access to a machine. There's a free program called Malware Bytes, BYTES. It can be downloaded from malwarebytes.org.
Okay.
And I would recommend that you run that in conjunction with your antiviruses. It won't interfere with them.
Okay, and this is my other question. If I've heard that with antivirus you can't, or it's not wise to run multiple antivirus.
That's correct.
Okay.
Pick one and stay with it if you like it.
Okay. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, he's your buddy.
He is my buddy.
That's all right. That's nothing wrong with that. Brian, say hi to Jose.
How are you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Brian.
Well, let me tell you what I did. My daughter moved in back in with me, and we bought her a flat-screen TV on Black Friday. So we got one of the satellite providers, and they give you this little thing. It's called a client that you hook to the other TVs, you know. I had it hooked to the TV in the bedroom, which was an older TV, so it had that the red, yellow, and white plug.
Yes.
When we hooked hers up, I went and bought an HDMI cord. I used had to use a power strip because if where she put it wouldn't reach. I plugged the TV in, plugged the little client in. I plugged the HDMI into the back of the TV. When I went to plug it into that little client, fire shot straight out of the back of that client.
Whoa!
The TV would not even come on.
I mean, like real actual fire?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I let it go, and while my wife come running in, she goes, "What did you do?" I said, "I don't know."
No, but that's a wife. That's a wife.
Oh, freaking everything went down in the house.
No, see, that's a wife. It could have been an absolute accident. Your life could have been snuffed out. And what's her reaction? What did you do?
Yeah.
Man.
You know, I didn't know if you ever heard of anything like that.
I haven't, but I know that strange things happen like that every once in a while.
Well, I thought it must be DirecTV's fault, you know. So I called DirecTV, and the guy says, No, he goes, there's no electric going through that. He goes, all that is a signal. He says, you have a bad power strip. I said, really? So I hung up. Well, I hooked a different power strip, and I got the TV to come on.
Right.
But none of the it has four HDMI ports. None of them work. I can't get, if I hook a DVD player or anything to it, nothing works.
Have you gone through the TV setup to tell it to look for an HDMI input versus a cable input?
Yes. Yeah, where you change it to, to HDMI or cable. Well, it's only since December, so I called RCA.
Right.
And RCA, they said, well, you have a one-year manufacturer warranty. So actually, they came out today and looked at it. I told my daughter, I said, you just tell them to quit working. I said, you don't know what happened to it. So she told her that, and then the guy ended up telling her that I guess some kind of main board in the TV is bad, and they're supposed to fix it, but I didn't know if you ever heard of anything like that.
I've never had a power strip catch fire, but I have heard of them going bad.
Huh. That's what I thought, too, was it just signal. I said, but it had, I guess it had electricity going through it.
I'm not familiar with the client being signal only. If it's signal only, why are you plugging in into a power strip? Why does it need power?
I thought the same thing, too. Yeah, why does it need power?
Yeah.
All right, Brian, thank you.
I'd love to share that with you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. We're glad you're alive, Brian. Guy could have burned to death.
Yeah.
Electrocuted. Lost a listener. We don't need to be losing listeners. Am I looking at this? Glenn next?
Yes.
Yeah. Glenn, how are you? Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's it going?
Good. Glenn, how are you?
I've got a problem with my KTRS app on my Android phone. I was curious, does that use any data?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Okay. And how do I download the SpyBot program on my laptop at home?
Go to a website called download.com.
I did that.
It's run by CNET. Up in the search panel on the upper right hand side, type in SpyBot search and destroy.
Okay.
And then you hit enter, and it will list all the available downloads, and the one you want to pick is, I think it's version 1.7, I think they're up to. I'm not sure which version, but basically SpyBot search and destroy is what you're after.
Okay, because the last time I tried to download it, it said, save the file. I did save the file, and then it said, you do not have this on your system right now.
Well, what happens is CNET, they send a downloader, a manager, that you have to run, and once you download it, if you run it, it tries and sells you a couple different things. You just tell it to opt out, and then it will eventually download the program you want and install it.
And then I also downloaded malwarebytes.org, and it gave me the... What's it called again now? The trial, and the trial ended, so what do I do now?
I'd remove it, go back to it again. Go back and download the free one. What happens is when you're setting it up, it automatically checks a box that says enable the trial.
Oh, okay.
It's the first part of the setup screen, so if you instead of just flying through and saying next, finish, if you look for the checkboxes, uncheck the one that says start the trial.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. We're out of time. We're way out of time. Running late. Got to get moving, but we're going to do this again next week. And once again, it'll be brought to you by the folks at Orrick and the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers. Jose Hernandez does have an email address if you have something and you'd love to throw it at him and see what he can help you with that way. Can't promise to get to all of them, but he's pretty good about it. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And we thank the folks at Orrick. And how about a nice round of thank you applause for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. All right. We are running behind. What is going on today that everything's going so fast? But always there, no matter how busy he may be or has been selling cars, standing by John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, that Jose seems like a really cool guy.
No, he's not. He's a good actor. He comes off as cool, but he's not cool. He's just...
seems like a really cool guy. What do you mean, no?
Well, you have to see his car.
Oh.
It says it all.
Although it's a Chevy.
Yeah, it is.
It is a Chevy.
He has a couple of them, actually.
He has a couple of old Chevy wood grain side panel wagons. Big old Caprice classic wagons with the fake wood grain sides. So we give him credit there. He's Chevy all the way, apparently. So how are you?
I'm fantastic, just fantastic. You know, it's been a very, very, very busy weekend and a busy day today. Hope everyone out there had a great Easter and a great holiday. It's been good. You know, it's tough. You know, just think, a week ago today, we're still digging out 12.5 inches of snow. It's amazing.
That's right, because that was a week ago Sunday, so I would have, been digging out a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just amazing the difference in a week, and just how beautiful was yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, you know what's interesting, though? Yesterday in the forecast on the Post's website, STL Today, they were calling for the possibility this morning of some flurries this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
No, rain and yeah. In the
rain and maybe some light snow flurries.
Yeah, high of only 40 or 41.
I think we're out of those woods. I hope so. Yeah, it's 50 now. Yeah,
it's gorgeous out, sunny. I mean, I tell you what, boy, better put your sunscreen on. Get ready.
You ever notice there's sunscreen, but there's no daughter screen? Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know.
See what I did there? It's called son and daughter humor. It's the hottest humor right now in the United States.
S-U-N, not S-O-N.
Ah, okay.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you're always out there when you're outside. You get a big old hat. You get a big hat that you wear.
No, I don't.
You wear a hat, don't you?
No. In the winter, if it's really cold, I have my leather sort of Harrison Ford hat. But that's strictly a winter thing when it's just bitter, bitter cold. I'll put that on. Otherwise, my head will ice over, and I have to put salt and chemicals on.
I remember the time we were out, and it was cold. It was wintertime, and there were a lot of people coming up.
Hey, Harrison.
They were.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Ford.
Yeah.
Can I have an autograph? And I said, don't call me Mr. Ford when I'm with Mr. Chevy.
They
see what I did there?
Thought you were
see
Glenn
what I just
Ford.
Did? Yeah. Yeah, see, Dan, you messed up my joke. Oh. I said, don't call me Mr. Ford when I'm in the presence of Mr. Chevy. He messed the whole thing up.
I'm sorry.
Messed the whole thing up.
Speaking of someone who was absolutely not a joke, and that's David Bell, one of the top sales representatives here with Johnny Londop Chevrolet. And David, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd and Mr. Frank O'Pinion.
Mr. Frank O'Pinion, hello there.
Good. David, how are you?
Just fine. Thank you, sir.
Now, what's the story? You're a salesman?
Yes, sir, I am.
And an assistant manager and a great young man. And
Now, how young are you? If he calls you a young man, David, how old are you?
I'm 52 years old.
Well, he's young.
That's
52.
Young.
Well,
yeah. How long have you been there, David?
I've been in business for 10 years.
Okay, I'm confused. Do you work for Londoff Chevrolet?
Yes, sir, for 3 years.
Okay, but you've been in business 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean? What kind of business?
I've been in the finance business with automobiles, and I've been in the sales business with John for 3 years now.
Okay. So you're the numbers guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the last job I would want in all of the car business is it called the F&I guy or something like that?
Finance
and insurance.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow, I can't imagine how you do that. Numbers and more numbers and more numbers. Good for you. Round of applause for David, the finance guy. That's an unappreciated job, I believe.
Hey, want to talk about a couple of your favorite listeners that he's been so lucky to get to know and sell and deliver a vehicle to.
All right, let's go.
Mr. Jackie Willis. Right here in Forest, Missouri.
Jackie Willis.
Bought a new last week from us. Then he referred his son, Mr. Paul Lopez, to us.
All right.
Cruise. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
AM and the PM. AM, I mean, they are just, people are crazy about you, Frank.
I wouldn't go that far.
They're crazy about you. I mean, got to get more pictures, too. We're running out of pictures, buddy.
Okay, we'll
do
that.
Got to get more pictures. Maybe a different look. You know, I got...
I don't have a different look.
And you got a nice flowery Tommy Bahama. This time, we both got to get... let me get you a Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Polo.
Yeah, it makes me look even fatter. Except you do have black ones. I know that because I have one, and of course, it's too small. So,
Well, you just switch? Have you worn it?
No.
All right, well, we'll switch that out for something that's a little more comfortable for you, sir.
Here's the only problem with polo shirts. Look better when they're tucked in, and fat guys don't like to tuck their shirts in.
No,
that's why
like
I go the Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt way.
Yeah.
Maybe you could find a company that could make up, how about this, for the summer, Johnny Londoff Hawaiian shirts. And in with the flowers and stuff, somehow, if you look closely, it's like, where's Waldo? You can see the name Johnny Landolf written in the colorful thing. I think I'm onto something here. And you have a contest. Any customer buys a car, gets a Johnny Landolf Hawaiian shirt, and if you can find how many times Johnny Landolf is written and hidden in the leaves and the palm trees or whatever, you get an oil change or something. I think it's, it's a great idea.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
The ideas just flow.
I just don't know.
People would think that you and I rehearsed this, and it's the furthest thing from the truth.
I think they can hear it and know that that's the furthest thing from the truth. The whole show, they can tell that. What do we need to move today?
Yeah, we still got to thank some people. We had a very busy weekend. Huge weekend. About almost 60 vehicles come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Probably a little bit more than that. So, you know, after Cabin Fever, people were out. Joanne and Warren McIntyre. Okay. 2013 Camaro. Black on black Camaro. Steve Norton, their salesperson. McIntyre Concrete in Collinsville, Illinois. And a lot of nice employees there. And they had a great experience. Came over from Collinsville area and said that they definitely can get a much better deal over here at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. So to all you folks over on the Illinois side, we do a ton of business, a lot of business. You have a lot of listeners.
Oh, Illinois has always been big for us.
Yeah, very, very big, as is, I mean, just about every part of the community in the town. And matter of fact, talking to another gentleman from Illinois, Joe Koch, on a 2013 Equinox, and he just called up 5 minutes before you called, and I said, Joe, I got to call you back. I said, you're more important than Frank, but Frank gets a little excited when I make him wait. You know? You do. You get a little testy, and I don't like that, Frank.
I don't have little testies.
No, we're under a time restraint, though.
A little testy. Now, listen, we're open late tonight. Whenever a month ends on a Saturday or a Sunday, as March, General Motors keeps the month open on Monday. So today, April, this is not April Fool's. I'm not in April Fool's jokes. We are open late tonight to sell every new car, new truck that we can to your awesome listeners and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. We need trade-ins. Did I tell you we need trade-ins?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give you top dollar. And if you want, I'll appraise it myself. How about that? I'll appraise your vehicle.
Personal appraisal.
Yeah.
Personal appraisal. So we're still here in beautiful Florence, Missouri, Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or 24/7/365 at Landolf.com. That's LONDOFF.com.
Is David still in the office there?
Yes, sir.
David, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Frank.
All right. John, we'll send you some business.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, okay, thank John. And what's your name? Dan.
Dan.
Yeah.
His
name's Dan. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Hi, John. Thank you.
Wow, that had to hurt, Dan.
That hurt me deep.
That had to cut pretty deep.
Love you, Dan.
Right. See you, John.
Love you, too, John.
No, he's hurt your feelings now. You can't back out of something like that. When you hurt somebody's feelings like that.
No.
Good to see you. I got Pion and
what's your name?
Maybe. Yeah, what's your name? We're going to break. We're coming back. This is the Big 550. KTRS.
All right. Well, I take the knife out of my back. We're going to send it. Excuse me. We're going to send it airborne with Tim Weiland and check traffic. Tim.
Dan, they're working to clear an accident. We flew over it. It's on a tow truck, and MoDOT was getting ready to take up the cones. It's on southbound 170 at Brentwood. The left lane is blocked. It is a solid jam just a little bit south of Page. They're also working to clear the accident that was on southbound 270 south of Highway 44. An ambulance came on, and it was blocking the right lane. Traffic is back solid there, back to Olive. Now I'm looking at westbound 70, a little slow around St. Charles Rock Road. But you start getting stop-and-go traffic from 270 through the Earth City Expressway. And once you get beyond that, then it starts opening up to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, you are now slowing from approaching McDonald through New Florence. And in fact, it looks a little bit closer to Missouri Bottom. So Missouri Bottom through New Florence, and we're running slow there. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Stop by Sonic for an ultimate iced tea happy hour with thousands of flavor combinations. Your taste buds will literally thank you, unless they're too busy being blown away with flavor. Now, with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-6549. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-6549. That's 1-800-949-6549. 1-800-949-6549.
Three generations of Slimans, and now three locations. Slimon Brothers, the number one appliance company in St. Louis, is happy to announce their newest store in South County. That means three times the opportunity for the lowest prices in town. Three times the opportunity for great service, free delivery, and free haulaway of old appliances. And expert advice. Who could ask for anything more when there's a Slimon in every store? You get good, honest customer service, superior expertise, and great deals. Family owned and operated for 48 years, the friendly folks at Slimon Brothers will help you select from top of the line manufacturers like Whirlpool. Your appliances get a daily workout, so Slimon Brothers helps you choose quality products that make your life easier and more enjoyable. If you don't know where to start, or if you know exactly what you're looking for, Slimon Brothers is your store. When you're ready to purchase a new Whirlpool stove, microwave, washer, dryer, refrigerator, or other major appliance,
try us. You'll like us.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
What would you give to make your joints more flexible and more comfortable? Hi, this is Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. In my 20 years working with nutritional supplements, I've never been this excited. Introducing Curcumega. Curcumega is the world's first formula to combine krill oil for joint comfort, fish oil to soothe your joints, and clinically tested curcumin to target the inflammation. And it's all in one little pill. These three ingredients have worked so well for me in terms of my joint comfort, they changed my life. And I know Curcumega can change yours too. That's why I want to send you a free bottle so you can see what all the excitement is about. For your free bottle, call now 1-800-500-3658. Experience the power of Curcumega, the world's first formula with krill oil, omega-3 fish oil, and curcumin. It's a game changer for your joints. Call now for your free bottle, 1-800-500-3658. 1-800-500-3658.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Dad's always taking care of things, but now the house is just too much. I know he worries.
And so do you. That's why there's Westview at Ellisville Assisted Living. What a relief to know that he'll be looked after. From delicious meals and day-to-day activities to making sure he gets his medications and even memory care, we'll be here for him. All with no buy-in fee and affordable month-to-month rent. Schedule a tour today at WestviewAssistedLiving.com. Westview at Ellisville in West County. Life worry-free.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 mpg highway or better, and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details.
I don't remember who had the mortgage or how much the payment was, but I remember our first mortgage. Beon, you've never really had a mortgage yet, have you?
No.
You think you're ever going to do that one day?
I would think so.
Yeah, some people never do. They just, you know, they rent for whatever reason. I remember it was Turkey Creek Court over by Pheasant Run in West County. I remember the price of the house was $53,000. I don't remember the mortgage or the amount or the interest rate, but I know this. The interest rate way back then was higher than an interest rate you're going to get right now at American Equity Mortgage. Think about that. From the 70s to now. In fact, these rates now are still lower than they've been since the 50s or 60s or something. It's unbelievable. And it's still a great time. I'm not one of those people to go, act now, they're going up any minute. You get that scare tactic thing. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to remind you that one of these days that will change. But for now, the rates are low. Two reasons to take advantage of that. To get a house and get out of that rental, or to take advantage of the equity you have in your house, borrow some money with that equity to get rid of bad debt like credit card debt, or to get cash, grab some cash to buy a car and pay cash for it. So you have a car payment. It's rolled up into your house payment. That's the simplified version of what they do. They can explain it more thoroughly than that, certainly, if you want to contact them, and I hope you will. American Equity Mortgage, for about 21 years, they've been part of this show and part of people's lives and saving them money by showing them how to get out of bad debt using the equity in your home. AmericanEquity.com, 314-878-9999. Is the day when we're really with our backs against the wall, but she knows that, so she'll get right to it. Her name is Dawn Meadows Dixon. She's brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Six locations in the St. Louis area. Illinois side, Edwardsville and Shiloh. Missouri side, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores presents Dawn Meadows Dixon.
I will get right to it, and I know you're the boss, but I wonder if I can kind of change things up today and not do a review, but talk about the two big blockbusters on TV last night.
Absolutely.
Finale of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
On AMC.
Oh, I heard people talk about it. I heard people talk about it. I've never seen either one, so go right ahead.
Okay. So our dilemma last night, our family, it's Easter. What do we watch? My husband is so into The Walking Dead. And, of course, to set a good example, he needs to also and is very interested in the Bible. So we chose to do the Bible and DVR The Walking Dead. And the Bible got 11.7 million viewers last night. And in the hour that it shared, because one was from 7 to 9, one was from 8 to 9, the Bible edged out The Walking Dead 12.33 million viewers to 12.29. I found that amazing.
Wow.
It was just everybody had to be tuned to these two shows last night. And I thought the Bible, I'll start there, the Bible. Talk about dichotomy here. We've got the Bible and The Walking Dead. The Bible was just fabulous. I've watched every single week for the last 6 weeks, and it's Roma Downing as Mary, and of course she's from Touched by an Angel. Now
I love Roma Downey.
Burnett.
I love Roma Downey.
Love her, and she, you know, I thought she did great. I went online. Of course, some people criticized her for having crocodile tears. She's playing the mother of Jesus. She's crying at the crucifixion. I thought she looked great. My husband thought she looked like she'd had a few too many facelifts, but I thought she looked fabulous. I thought it was genuine. Mark Burnett and she are the co-producers on this. I thought the acting was good. The costumes were good. It was very realistic. I thought the guy that played Jesus was fabulous. That crucifixion was almost as powerful as Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. I thought it was great. Of course, you're going to have all those naysayers online criticizing, you know, he was too dramatic. But how dramatic are you going to have Jesus on the cross? And then, of course, it goes to the resurrection. They did the entire Bible in like 6 weeks from Genesis all the way to Revelations. And I thought they did a great job of just really touching on the highlights, if you could call it that.
So how do you end the Bible? How did it end?
It ended with Revelations and talking about, and that was the controversy online. It was interesting. I went online. They say, and I don't want to get into it now, but the John that wrote Revelations, is it the same John that was the disciple? And they led it to believe that he was, and he went on to write Revelations. And so they talk about basically, no, the Christ coming back. So they had the resurrection, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the revelations, you know, predicting what will happen in the future. And that, of course, that's probably the most controversial book of the Bible, Revelations. So that's how it ended. Now I'm going to switch gears to The Walking Dead. For those of you who may have DVR'd it and didn't watch it last night, I don't want to do a spoiler, but I will say this. The governor, if you watch The Walking Dead, and Peon, you've watched it, right?
Yes, every episode.
So the governor, do you think he's coming back?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they're going to keep him open-ended.
For him to come back. And last night we lost a beloved character, Andrea.
And
listen to you two.
Oh, yeah.
And I know
we'll
this
have
is
to
a big
talk after the
no,
show
no, no,
about
this
The Walking Dead.
This
well,
is a huge success. It's
they're
going to
have a marathon too. I don't know when it's coming up, but AMC is going to air every episode back to back.
Right,
oh, I don't know
favor.
If it's back to back.
Yeah, do me a favor. When you know when that's going to be coming, let me know because
right.
I'm going to record it. I want to see
I'll
what the big deal
right
is.
Okay. The one thing I have to warn you about The Walking Dead, what I like about it, is the alliances of the groups of people that decide how are we going to survive and who do we need in our group. Not so much the dead people that come back to life as zombies. That can get pretty gruesome, but I've almost gotten numb to the violence of that. I almost picture them as these actors walking around with makeup. But it's very effective. It's very well done. You get hooked in it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you are.
And
it almost becomes addictive.
The marathon started last Monday, so they do an episode a night. So you're only about 4 or 5 episodes behind.
Okay, my
so
husband
you can
has
start
been
tonight.
Already starting to watch all of those. I was going to say, I thought the marathon already started. And he said he's got to get his Walking Dead fix every day, so he's starting at the beginning. We watched it one whole Saturday before the premiere started. We watched to get caught up an entire Saturday. It was a snowy, rainy day, and I'm ashamed to say we watched an entire day. But it's very well done. So here you have two shows on television last night, one on AMC, one on the History Channel. And I think half the country was probably watching both of them or DVRing them, and they were very well done.
All right. Well, that's a great review
okay,
of two
so
great
no
ARG finales.
Today, but stamp of approval.
All right, Dan.
All right, then, everybody.
You did
right.
a good job on those. We appreciate it. Don't matter, Dixon,
bye,
everybody. Goodbye. I'm going to have to cave in on this Walking Dead thing. If you
really
want to keep
good.
Me away from watching something, say the word vampire or say, turn of the century, me lord, your grace, any of that stuff, or the zombies, and I'm out. But there's so much talk
about it. It's a very
this.
Small part of the show, so I think you'll like
it. Whereas the vampire thing is a big part of it.
Right.
So, all right, I know I am. Let me know when that's going to happen, because I'll record.
It's on tonight, every night on AMC. So
starting from the beginning.
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna make a point to do that. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores and their 6 St. Louis area locations. Edwardsville, Illinois, Shiloh, Illinois, Merriman, Missouri site, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. So what's bothering you folks? What hurts? Your neck hurt? You have headaches? You got leg pain? You have foot pain? You think you know what it is, but you're not sure what it is. Could be coming from your feet. Does that make sense? Of course it does. What is all the weight, all of your weight? It's all on your feet. If you have little feet, that's even more pressure in terms of pounds per square inch. If we all had a size, 20 feet or something, like Shaquille O'Neal, it's probably even bigger than that, you have a lot more surface area for that weight to be on, but we don't. So you put pressure on parts of your feet that can't handle that kind of pressure because it's not evenly distributed. You don't walk exactly right or stand exactly right for whatever reason. Here's where the good feet stores come in. They're going to take a look at that. They're going to determine if maybe they could alter the way you're standing and walking. Not so much that you get up and try to walk and you fall down. Oh, my goodness, you changed the way I walked. No, it's so slight that the only thing you'll notice is that hopefully the pain's gone. You realize something has shifted and changed, and now you're not in pain anymore. That's what I would love to have happen when you go in the Good Feet stores. And it has happened for thousands of people. Thousands of people have gone in and found they're not going to need painkillers. They're not going to need some kind of a horrible foot surgery, cut open, shaving a bone down or something. They just needed a Good Feet insert. Not an off-the-rack, one of those, Dr. What's-His-Name. Nothing wrong with that stuff, the gel. But it's sort of cookie-cutter, mass-produced. This is one of several hundred supports, inserts, that they have available. And they're going to go through and find which configuration is perfect for you. So even though the foot may not be, the pain may not be coming from your feet, could become somewhere else. The foot could be the problem. Good Feet could be the solution. One-stop shop for pain relief. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com or just walk right in without an appointment. You don't need one. Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday, South County on Union Road across from Macy's and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
This Monday, it's the biggest holiday on the St. Louis calendar. Opening day. Need we say more?
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Oh.
The guy on first.
Oh.
I'm asking you.
Join KTRS live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown.
Leading off for the KTRS team will be Steve Cochran in the morning quickie, followed by Martin Kilcoyne and Claire Kellett noon.
Let's play ball.
So join us at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown for the 2013 KTRS opening day broadcast from the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. The family budget is